With major changes coming to Ireland's driving test system this November, learner drivers are in a panic to get their tests sat before then. New rules will limit how often you can renew your learner permit and could make it much tougher to stay on the road without passing your test. More than 140,000 learner drivers are already on at least their second permit, with nearly 69,000 on their third or more without passing the test. On top of that, over 9,000 people didn't show up for their driving test last year, blocking thousands of appointments for others. So with the next 6 months being described as critical, we're joined by driving instructor Lara Lewis to break down what all of this means and how learners can get ahead of the changes. Lara, welcome to the show. First of all, can you explain what exactly is changing with learner permits in November this year?
Okay, so yeah, everybody's getting very panicked at the moment because from the 1st of November this year, new rules are coming in that basically stop the loophole that used to exist whereby learner drivers used to apply for a driving test and then either cancel or not show up in order to renew the learner permit, which is why we have so many people who are on multiple learner permits. I don't have the actual figures right now, but there's quite a lot considerably that are on multiple learner permits. So it's really to sort of close that loophole and make people actually prepare for a driving test instead of a driving test.
We actually do have the figures. So 140,000 learner drivers are on their second permit and then there's 69,000 on their third or more without passing. So it does kind of lend to exactly what you're saying there. But for people who have renewed their permit multiple times, like how worried should they be right now about this new limit coming into place? Are people sitting there panicking?
Well, the rule really applies when they go to renew. So they're okay for now, but by when the 1st of November comes around and they go to renew their permit, which could be a 2 year or a 1 year learner permit, they will then have to make sure that they have sat a driving test. And if it has continued for a period of 7 years, they'll have to go back and resit their theory. They'll have to complete all their 12 essential driver training lessons again. And it's a lot of hassle that they really shouldn't have to be contending with because what they should be doing is simply preparing for a test and turning up for a test. By 7 years, you'd expect somebody would have put the work and effort in by that stage.
Do you think there's an argument to be made that some learners are relying too much on renewing their permit instead of pushing themselves to pass the actual test?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, and I'm really glad to see this coming in because I actually had a lesson this morning with a learner, and like that, she only came back to book her lessons or to book lessons with me because she was starting to get nervous because she's had multiple learner permits and her permit expires after the 1st of November. So I just sort of said, look, you know, you're well able to do this, but you've got to really concentrate on it and focus on it and be prepared because preparation is key. And when you know that you can keep falling back on a renewal situation, you're never going to really push yourself to take the actual driving test to get the full driving license. So yeah.
What's a realistic timeline for someone to go from being a beginner and starting their lessons to being test ready? Is there a proper timeline that people can go to as a guide and all of that?
There really isn't. You know, everybody learns at a different pace. And it's not just driving, it's everything. It could be a musical instrument, it could be a subject. I mean, everybody learns at different paces and there's no right or wrong way. And really, it's about just going at your own pace, learning what you can learn, when you can learn it. But the really important thing is putting in the work. And I would also stress that there's no point in going in to do a driving test if you're not ready to take it either. So I would always recommend that students put in or learners put in a lot of research to make sure that they find a good instructor who will give them honest advice in relation to, you know, am I ready? Do you think I should apply? Do you think that I can pass this test? You know, it's very, very important to get the guidance of a good instructor rather than putting yourself into a situation that you're simply not going to get through, you know. But for those that are able to pass a test and feel just a little bit nervous, they need to be pushing themselves to go through the test. As nervous and as nerve-wracking as it can be, it's very important that they push themselves through those nerves to get that test taken.
I would even say myself, when I did my driving test, I I don't think I've ever felt nerves like it. And I was so surprised at myself because I was like, look, it's not the end of the world. If it doesn't go my way, we'll just take some more lessons. But I remember being so nervous and the instructor just being very, very kind. And it was actually not as scary as I thought it would be. And it did work out in the end. And now it's like a distant past. Like, it's so long ago that you forget about all that fear. So it is really important to just kind of throw yourself into it if you can. But there are a lot of people missing tests, as we've said, 9,000 apparently last year. How big of an issue is that for the system that we're working with?
Well, it's a huge issue because if people are not either turning up for tests or missing tests, they're denying somebody else of a slot that they could possibly have. And also, it's just making wait lists longer. So, you know, if you have, and this new rule that they're bringing in on the 1st of November is going to go somewhat towards stopping that, because people are going to have to turn up to sit the test. So they won't simply be able to cancel or not show up for their driving test. So the number is very high. And like I say, you know, it's taking the spot away from somebody else who might, you know, be ready to sit a test. And also, you're just kicking the can further down the road.
That is a good point. It is just, you do have to kind of do it at some stage, I suppose. If there is someone preparing for a test at the minute, you know, what are the most common mistakes that you see people making when they're going for their driving test?
Well, preparation. Preparation is key. I mean, for anyone to think that they can complete 12 essential driver training lessons and then just rock up and do a driving test is just, you know, really not thinking it out properly and strategically. Preparation is key. You're not going to pass the Irish driving test unless you are prepared, unless you're able to do all the things that you need to be able to do correctly. Observation is one that comes up quite a lot. Reaction to hazards, making sure that you react to things properly and promptly. Dealing with roundabouts properly, making sure that you have the correct positioning, signalling, observation and progression. They're all common faults I see. But I can look at a score sheet and I can tell from the score sheet if somebody prepared or if somebody didn't prepare. You can get somebody who has more than a general overall faults is a fail. But if somebody gets 9, they're nearly there. But then I see score sheets where people have 15, 20, 25, you know, those people shouldn't be turning up for driving tests. So if I could change one thing about the Irish driving test, I would love to see two different pools where when people do fail tests, you have a pool of people who nearly failed, you know, I don't know if there's such a thing as nearly failing, but failing on just a few faults, and then those that failed on a lot of things, because there's those that only have a little bit of work to do and those who have a lot of work to do. So it's only fair that those who have a little bit of work to do should be prioritised on the waiting list to go back and do a retest. So, yeah.
That's an interesting argument, actually, because that's a lot of people. They'll go in and they'll have almost passed it. And even the instructor or the tester will say, look, you were nearly there. It was just this one thing.
Yeah,
it could be that could be something that would be really beneficial to be brought in. But in regards to people not passing their tests and different things to get marked down on, what is one particular bad habit that you've seen a lot of learners fall down on at the minute?
Well, you see, nerves can have a huge part. I mean, where I see people and they do everything right on a pretest and they're really, really, like, I drum things into my students' head all the time and I say, I'm sorry if I sound like a broken record, because, like, I want them to be on that test listening to my voice going, like, mirror, signal, manoeuvre. Don't move until you've checked your mirrors first. Check your mirrors first, then signal. Once you've made sure it's safe, then you move, you know? But, nerves play a large part. But simple things like moving off from a stationary position, you know, you get yourself into your drive, you get yourself into gear, you look in your mirrors, you check your center mirror, your side mirror, you signal your intention to move out. You can't just move out without telling people you're going to move out. And then the really big one is the blind spot check over the right shoulder before you move off from a stationary position. It's not good enough just to look at your mirrors. You have to look over your right blind spot check, because, and it's called a blind spot for a reason, because things can come up from the right hand side that you wouldn't ordinarily see in your right wing mirror. So I see that a lot. Yeah.
Kind of a wild question, but it's one that comes up so much, I think, particularly for young people who are living in cities, maybe for college and are driving. Should parallel parking be just part of the driving pit test? Because I don't think I've met many people that are actually any good on a parallel park.
100%. It should be part of the Irish driving test. The Irish driving test hasn't technically changed since 1964.
Wow.
So basically, we have three maneuvers. We have the turnabout, which used to be called the three-point turn. We have the reverse around a left corner. I'm really not sure that that's an important maneuver, to be honest. I would prefer to see bay parking, parallel parking, and also there's the hill start as well. But yeah, I do think the parallel park. We as instructors have to do it to qualify as an instructor, but for some reason here in Ireland they don't have it as part of the Irish driving test. But like I say, in England they do have it, and I'd also like to see motorway driving introduced as well, because these are things, the roads have changed since in the 1960s. We have to be able to parallel park, bay park, and drive on motorways. So they are differences in the Irish test that I think should be looked at. Yeah.
If someone is listening this evening to you and they've been putting off their tests for a long time for whatever reason, maybe they don't feel ready, what would your advice be to them to help get them over the line?
Okay, number one, find a good instructor, and find an instructor that you feel comfortable with, that you can be honest with, and that you feel they are being honest with you. Very important. Make sure that you're prepared and make sure that you put the work in. And one really, really important thing that I say to people is that driving is not an entitlement, it's an investment. So if you are planning to do your 12 EDT lessons, pay for lessons, pay for your insurance, your tax, like have a plan to get on the road, you know, don't just go into it sort of in a willy-nilly fashion, you know, sort of say, well, this is my plan. This is how I'm going to get on the road. I'm going to get insured in whoever's car and be a named driver. I'm going to invest in my own car, but you will not pass a test on just pure 12 hours of driving. If you think of 12 hours, which is your essential driver training lessons, that's half a day. Like, how can anyone pass a driving test with just half a day of practice? You know, it just doesn't make sense. So people have to realize that they have to put more work, effort and time in, and also to have a plan and be prepared. Preparation is key. That's my biggest piece of advice.
Lara, before I let you go, if there's someone in particular listening who has been for the driving test and who unfortunately it did not go their way and they're just dreading having to go back and do the whole thing again, what would you say to them in particular?
I would say apply the day you come home. Like if you have only just barely failed, and like it's really hard to sort of like quantify that. But, you know, if you have, for example, 9 grade twos instead of 8 overall, like I would go home that evening and I would show my instructor my driving test score sheet. Everybody gets emailed a driving test score sheet when they fail. Show the instructor. I can't understand why so many, and I'm talking hundreds of people, send me their driving test score sheets from all over the country to get me to read them. And I'm like, why aren't you asking your driving instructor? Because as an instructor, I would ensure that if any of my students failed, I would make sure I go through their driving test score sheet on their return to make sure that they can work on the areas where they have fallen down. And I would advise those who have just barely failed, get back on that waiting list again. And for those that have a lot of work to do, make sure that you put the work in before you reapply. So that'd be my advice.
Where can we find you on social media, Lara, if we're looking for some more advice?
I keep changing my name. I'm mainly active on TikTok, and I did call myself the Irish Driving School because I had people in different countries looking for driving lessons. So to differentiate the fact that I was like Irish, you know, and not an English school or an American school, I called myself the Irish Driving School. But I think on most social media platforms like TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, it's the Lara Lewis School of Motoring. Lara Lewis, my biggest following would be on TikTok. I think there's over 40,000 followers there. And as I always say to people, because there's so many methods of communication now between Gmail, TikTok, Instagram, iMessage, WhatsApp, I mean, it's so hard to keep on top of everything. I can't keep on top of all my DMs. So I say, put your query in the public comments, because if I don't get back to it, maybe somebody else will see it and help you with your query then. So yeah.
Well, Lara, thank you so much. And I'm sure we will chat to you again.
Fantastic.